I hate millennials, so I'm
but not you are a millennial.
Yeah.
You don't have any money. You don't own anything. You bought a house for your dogs. You're angry about college debt.
Okay, yeah. I feel like you're not talking about the same person here.
Sports.
You want to say that again to me?
If anything, you're a jock.
Go on.
Because you do things. I just play video games and, like, eat.
What's funny is, I feel like maybe we switched positions over the last 20 years.
Maybe.
Didn't you used to play football?
Yeah, and I mean, I did all that stuff as a kid. I played roller hockey in high school after I decided football wasn't for me.
I did none of these things. I played video games.
So when you were a kid?
Yeah. I learned to read on video games.
What about
Sit
when
sock,
you were...
Everybody.
Hello, Kyle Hagan.
Kendrick Evans learned to read.
On TikTok?
On video games.
Oh, okay. When did you... What did you do during your high school years?
Video games.
Okay. I was playing video games, too. I just, like...
I know, but it was that, and... I mean, that was kind of... That's
kind of it. I started World of Warcraft in high school, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what took me down.
That would do it.
Down to downtown.
I didn't do that. Oof. I am a little rough this morning.
Yeah, what's going on?
8 o'clock showing of Black Panther means you don't really get to bed till...
Like midnight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop vibrating so much.
That's it? I thought something crazy happened.
No, it's not necessarily anything crazy. It's just I can't get up at 5 after going to bed at midnight without oversleeping.
Welcome to my life.
You chose this life.
I wish I could not sleep and wake up at 5 a.m. I can't. It's like an internal alarm thing. I don't know how to reset an internal alarm.
Oh. Well,
so, somebody help.
Obviously,
help.
I don't either because I slept till like a couple minutes ago. So.
That's okay. So. An interesting article I saw earlier, and this is not eventing, this is just me saying an interesting article I saw earlier, was that apparently the Sun Post was reaming millennials for misunderstanding the plot of Frankenstein when in fact they were actually understanding the plot of Frankenstein. It's like that Frankenstein's monster is a victim and he's like misunderstood and blah blah blah. And it was just funny to me because I think Koji was the one who posted it. And he said something about, oh man, now I can't remember it. But it was just funny because I feel like millennials get attacked a lot.
They are a pretty solid punching bag.
And it's kind of like underdog. Well, not, I mean, for me, it's like watching an underdog. I guess I am a millennial, technically, depending on who you ask.
Yes.
And so,
you are.
Like,
pretty firmly.
Nah, I don't know, man. Like, 86? That's a millennial?
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on the circles you run in, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it goes far back as 80 in some of them, so.
Anyway.
Millennial.
I'm okay being a millennial. I just don't
it's
know
also
if...
a hipster.
If, like, I... Okay.
And a jock.
But I don't dress well enough to be a hipster.
You're a meta-hipster.
Shit.
Well, like, I found out I was a hipster.
But I thought it was funny. It's just funny whenever...
Look at your hair.
Your hair
is so hipstery.
I just got a haircut.
Exactly.
Everybody.
It looks good.
Oh, okay.
But it's history.
Is that really what that means?
No.
So, Highball, give us money. I just like seeing, like, the... Like, anytime, like, an underdog, a group I've deemed as getting picked on a lot gets, like, a little bit of credit. I just kind of get a little chub. It makes me happy.
I hate millennials, so I'm
but
not
you are a millennial.
Yeah.
You don't have any money. You don't own anything. You bought a house for your dogs. You're angry about college debt.
Okay, yeah. I feel like you're not talking about the same person here. I mean, I am angry about college debt, but
and
more in a holistic sense.
And you technically did. I mean, let's look at the real decisions in making that you made when buying a house. One of those had to be, I can have dogs here.
It was.
Okay.
It was actually one of the driving forces behind it, so you're right. But...
That was another article that I think, or I'm sorry, headline. I don't even know if it's an article. It's just like a comment someone made about millennials, and it was like, millennials are buying houses for their dogs, not their children. I was like, yeah, because they can't fucking afford to have children or something.
It's because apartments let you have kids, but they don't let you have dogs.
There you go.
I mean, it's dead true. That's the main reason we bought a house is because Garion had two dogs, and most apartments won't let you have two dogs in the areas we were looking.
Mm.
But houses, you just have to wait for the, you know, the cops to come find you. Otherwise, you can have as many dogs as you want.
What do you mean the cops can find you?
So there's, you know, if there's a local jurisdiction rules, they don't really, they don't really, like, enforce them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have an apartment, landlord may knock on your door and be like, hey, you've got two dogs. Or someone might see you and narc on you, because apartment complexes are full of people who look at stuff.
Yeah.
But in our neighborhood,
that's fucking true.
In our neighborhood, if there's, like, no one's counting the dogs that they see in your yard.
Is there an ordinance on how many dogs you can have?
There is, but I don't remember what it is. It might be three.
But if there's one pit bull, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I'm sure that we just almost collided with a bunch of people.
Yeah, there. That's a little tricky lane right there.
Chick chick.
It's a. It's not. It's not amenable to Kendrick's current stat.
Well, I was following that guy.
Don't follow.
And as soon as I started doing that, I'm like, oh no, I'm going this way. Fuck that guy.
All right. So the real topic of today's Sitsock versation is just talking about more Robert Asprin to make your mom listen to our podcast more.
That works.
No, it's going to be Black Panther.
Black Panther. That's fantastic.
That's my cougar sound.
It was close enough.
All cats are alike to me.
They are, though. And
they're soft and cuddly.
We talked about this before. You have no concept of cats and consent.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Cat scent.
Well, I have a concept of it. It's just that...
I don't think that's true.
All animals get forced into situations they don't like and typically don't
look like they like. I was trying to film Lando sitting on my lap and aggressively headbutting me so that I would pet him. And I'm like, this is pretty consensual right now. Like,
he's love me. Like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I mean, he was coming at, like, about that hard.
Ow.
I was like, stop it.
Like, dogs, though. But Lando, or not Lando, sorry. Han.
Yeah.
Is a very interesting dog. And dogs in general... tend to, like, except for fucking Shiba Inus, like to get touched.
Well, no, but it's funny because Lando was just, he'll jump on your lap and just headbutt
you. Oh, like, I'm sorry. For some reason, all of Kate's cat. So, Black Panther, everybody.
Hi, everybody, this is Sitsock.
Welcome, Kyle.
Kendrick?
How did you feel? Like, so, Amy and I saw Black Panther when it released, because we're not chumps, and then Kendrick waited for the obligatory 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. He's turning into a Kevin. Kevin, this has got spoilers, so be careful.
Yeah, Black Panther spoilers, probably. Oh my god, guys. Put the car in the forward go thing.
No, don't tell them how to live their lives.
I just did. It wasn't hard. Do it anyway.
But they didn't listen.
I know.
So, what do you think?
Well...
keep in mind, if you don't like it, you're racist.
They know. They pick that quite well, right? I loved it. I loved every stinking minute of it.
Really?
Yeah. I think the pacing was fantastic for a 2.5-hour movie.
It was 2.5 hours?
It was at least 2 hours. And it did not feel like it.
Yeah,
I was getting a little sleepy because it was 9 o'clock and I had some really annoying people in the theater next to us.
You always tend to get that, like,
I know, we're really sensitive to it.
Oh, okay.
Like, people who talk more than a little tend to piss me off, but I don't know. I was surrounded by hipsters because it's the Alamo.
Yeah.
And it felt like it was worse this time. It felt like a lot of people were coming and going throughout the theater, too. Like,
that's annoying.
A lot of people were going to the bathroom or something. So it was nothing but flouncy scarves and
every once in a while a scarf would like rush over your face.
Yeah, and like ironic hats going back and forth constantly. And
so despite Kendrick's like hipster immersion into the theater,
Even with all that, I still loved it. I absolutely adored that movie. I think the pacing was fantastic. I think the dialogue was really good. I really, really liked how Black Panther himself actually now is like a character.
Because
my main issue with him, and I didn't want to say it because I didn't think it was... I mean, okay, so in the Avengers, he's sort of a deus ex machina character. His character is very flat and very much just a force of nature, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't really have a character. Even though his dad died, it's still like, dad died, kill people, angry, right? It was very simplistic.
You didn't get to know him.
But it had to be, because there's no way you could fit all of the stories in that movie, right? Everybody had to get a little bit shallow so that some people could be explored. Otherwise, that movie would have been 12 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just 6 hours long. But I think that this movie was amazing at building that character of the prince who's becoming the king and And T'Challa's really bad week, right? Because this took place right after the Avengers.
Okay. Right after Civil War.
No, actually.
Yeah, because he was talking, because they had Bucky and Cap. Like,
well.
So it took place chronologically after Civil War, because Bucky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Civil War was when
they broke out of the raft. Yeah.
Well, and because it took place right after his dad died, right?
Well, yeah, but still, that was after Cap had been broken out of the raft, assumingly, because of other things that happened.
Broken white boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that all took place in a couple of days in real time.
Which is interesting, because so did Thor Ragnarok. But those movies took so long to come out that, like, not so long, but they took a long time to come out. So the chronologic order of the movies is kind of
interesting. Right, yeah, because Thor Ragnarok was the reason Thor wasn't around for...
Like, the Avengers, the next... No. For what?
Was he in Civil War?
No.
No, he wasn't. And that was why. Because didn't someone say he's got family stuff or he's not responding or something?
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
And I thought that was because of Thor. Regardless, the timeline was a little weird and threw me off a teensy bit just because it was like 2 years ago was when it was taking place. And that was fine because that's when that story does take place. But it threw me for a little bit. It was like, it's been a long time. No one has. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's all fresh. And so, no, I thought that was really cool. I like how they brought in, you know, the sort of like the American dude, right? Like,
Of Martin Freeman?
Yeah. Okay. Not Martin Freeman. I mean Michael Middle Initial Jackson.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like how the Michael culture clash between L. like... Jackson?
No, it's Jordan. It's Jordan. Kid.
Sorry, Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Whatever. I really suck at names and actors and character names, especially names that are not a language I understand. So I'm just going to just struggle my way through this.
But it was good.
Call me racist now and I'll move on. I like how they had the culture clash between like the... where exactly were they again?
Native Wakandan.
The Native Wakandan and then the Americans. Where were they again? They're,
like Orlando?
Is that Orlando?
I couldn't remember where it was, but... I think it was,
That kind of impoverished American, like, black culture, and then, like, the native black culture of the Wakandans, which are, like, way better than everybody.
Sorry, it was Oakland.
Was it Oakland?
I'm pretty sure it was around Oakland, because I think they said that at the very beginning.
Like yeah, I do remember it was in California. Because she said, you're going to take me here, and I was hoping Disneyland or something. And it was not. but I liked that kind of had that, those cultures side by side. And you kind of, I don't know, I really liked how they did it. I thought it was really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Without being pandery.
Yeah.
It didn't feel, I mean, I guess I'm not from either of those cultures, so I can't say, but this could have easily become a blaxploitation film.
It built up the idea that that Wakanda should be sharing their technology, not only because there's actual Wakandans out in the world that are suffering, that have gone out in the world and didn't come back, but there's also, like, you know, other cultures out there that need help, you know?
I liked the conclusion at the very end. That was nice, yeah. The UN.
Oh, yeah.
With all due respect, what can a country of farmers do to help us? And yeah. It's like,
we'll see.
Go fuck yourself.
You'll see.
No, I liked a lot
of
it.
How did you feel about the religious and cultural appropriation of a Hindu god into an African, like, monkey god? Yeah, you didn't even know about that.
No. I heard they mentioned Bast.
They're not Bast. It was the like, the mandrel god. Not his name, mandrel. It was, like, Halali or something like that. It was the one that the mountain tribe worshipped. I guess it's a, like, Hindi god.
That did have a strangely Hindu feel to it.
But,
it had that area, that whole group had a strange South Asian vibe.
True, yeah.
I think it worked, though I tried to figure out exactly where they went. They were still in Wakanda, right?
I think they were still in Africa. I think they were close to Wakanda.
This maybe is my ignorance, but I didn't realize there were many places like that in Africa.
You have Mount Kilimanjaro, which has like a bunch of areas that have.
I thought that was much more of a. I guess I didn't realize there's a range around Mount Kilimanjaro.
Maybe there's not, but I know that there is snow in some places of Africa. Well, I don't know that.
Well, regardless,
I assume that there was.
It didn't throw me off. It was just like, well, it's a little bit like, oh look, I guess Wakanda's like New Zealand, which got everything in it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I thought that was kind of a dumb thing people brought up. I didn't even notice it till someone said anything.
I don't even care.
I don't care either.
I mean,
I don't know if I would call it like a appropriation. I think it was just something that
It's probably coincidental, if anything.
I guess I could see how it's disrespectful to a religion to say that we don't care, like, what your gods are. We're just going to write our own story. But I also simultaneously love the idea of doing that. And will often do that.
That's kind of Wakanda, though, in general, right? It's a fictitious place with a fictitious...
Yeah.
In a fictitious world. And it is a highly stylized thing that has really weird history as far as how it came together. And I'm glad that they made it into what it is, which is something that everybody can get behind as a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Without it being insulting or pandering, right? Because it kind of harkens to, like... You know what it reminds me of? It's sort of like the Tau in Warhammer 40K. Bear with me. The Tau are what allegedly were humans would be if Rome had never fallen, right?
Okay.
That's one of the ways that people describe the Tau. Because if we continue on the technological increases without having to restart and do the Dark Ages and then the Renaissance again, we would be where the Tau are.
Okay.
So that's like the premise. And so that kind of seems like Wakanda is what happens if, A, you have access to a magical metal, but, B, the early... You know, like the Egyptian cultures and some of the other cultures that we've sort of lost in Africa, if they didn't get lost but continued to grow and develop and advance, instead of where they did, where they kind of, at least in northern Africa, they kind of peeped out or they got ransacked or they tore themselves apart.
Yeah, because then you don't lose all the things, like all the knowledge and literature and technology.
Because, like, places like Egypt were pretty cool, and then they kind of weren't.
Yeah.
And then now they're cool again, but they kind of aren't. Like, it's sort of, it's a weird vibe.
Amy, how do you feel about Black Panther?
I really enjoyed it.
What was your favorite part or character?
I really liked the sister, and I really liked the King's Guard.
Oh, yeah.
The female characters, in general, were, like...
I liked all of them.
All of them were very good, though, right?
So, I love how one, like, we hear so much of this stuff in Hollywood, and... There, either whatever side you're on or whatever you think can happen and can't happen, this movie is like what I was referring to as the Black Panther argument. Like, if Disney and Marvel can get together to make one movie that has such strong non-white actors
and pandering,
a very heavy mix of female and male actors,
that's not overdone, that's not Mary Sue,
go fuck yourself.
It's like, guys, we did it. Look, it's been done. It's doable.
Yeah.
Everybody take two steps back and acknowledge that a cast almost entirely made up of people of color, including villains, can break $1 billion. That you can have female co-leads that are not romantic interests, or at least not... I mean, they were romantic interests.
Well, one of them was,
other,
but there
they weren't
three or
romantic
other
interests
ones.
In the sense that you never saw any visual acknowledgement of that. You had two lines... That acknowledged that what's-her-name was dating what's-his-name. That was, like, it. Otherwise, there was no romance in this movie at all.
Sans the very end, I guess, where they're, like, talking about her staying.
There's one kiss right at the end.
But that's not really what you're talking about. So
there's no awkward, drawn-out...
original, like, Thor movie.
Yeah.
Like, Jane was just there to be, like, a female... like love interest, right?
And it was so bad.
Or I guess maybe in the second one more so, but
like it was like awkward googly eyes back and forth. Oh my god.
And now we look at things like Ragnarok too.
Yeah.
And Ragnarok has Valkyrie and has a bunch of really cool female
and it's so much more understated as far as like the romance aspect of it.
Oh yeah. And like Hela is like a great lead villainess or villain. I guess you're not supposed to differentiate, I guess, but I don't know. She is a great like antagonist in the story.
There we go. I don't want to say sexualized because you can't claim anyone's not sexualized because, I mean, how many times do people mysteriously misplace their shirts in these movies? so, like, everybody's sexualized. Women usually more so.
Superheroes, though, have always had that kind of thing.
But to not be reduced to a romantic, like, foil.
And, I mean, you have a really strong presence of that in the Marvel MCU and Extended.
It's getting better.
Because Jessica Jones Season 2 just came out yesterday.
Exactly. It keeps getting better.
That show is almost entirely dominated with female leads. Like, there's... The reason I like that show so much is that this season I watched a teensy bit of it yesterday. And then the last season, they have, like, Patricia, her friend... Has these boyfriends that are totally just there to get fucked over, like, usually. And so you see these kind of, like, role reversals and Again, it's one of those, like, underdog syndrome-y things where I'm like, oh, look at that. It can happen both ways.
And as we kind of stopped all over, Amy, did there anything else that you wanted to say, or did we... I think the thing that I really like is that these people that used to have to be tokens in the way they wrote can now be full-fledged characters, and they don't have to be stereotypical or perfect, right? You don't have to... You don't have this shit where it's like, oh, you're just... You know, we've got the lady. See, there's a lady in here, and she's doing lady things. It's like, no, Jessica Jones just has a lot of problems. She is not a good person. like, she's not really a role model, and she can be. She's allowed to be now. Like, you can have a character like that. And I feel like 20 years ago, that would have been difficult to pull off. And likewise with, I think Black Panther, again, 20, 30 years ago, would not have been as good a movie. I think we're getting at a spot.
It would have been put in a different type of... It would have had to have been done very differently, because...
40 years ago, it would have been a blaxploitation film, which would have been weird.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, you'd have to... Because you had things like Steel. Like, that was a movie... Shaquille O'Neal was in that movie, and I don't know if they meant for it to be funny or not. Regardless, they had a lot of, like, African-American... I guess, do you say African-American, or do you say black actors?
I don't know.
Okay. You have a lot of non-white leads in that film, because it's... like, meant to be that way. They wanted to film it that way, and it was very much like a Shaft or Black Panther-esque movie, and you see, like, one or two of them every so often, and that get to the mainstream, because yeah. Steel was released in theaters and everything like that, and it was, you know, Steel is a Superman character, so it was kind of one of those very, very subtle, like, superhero movies that came out that nobody really realized was a superhero movie, besides right. the fact that it was, like...
Well, and again, how much... I don't remember, recall this one. Maybe I missed it. That's not a good barometer, but, like, how big was it?
I don't remember. I don't remember how big it was. I just remember enjoying it as a kid because it was a dude. It was a very much a Batman-esque kind of thing where a dude makes a steel suit and starts becoming a superhero and has to fight supervillains. And it was just kind of like a straight-up, interesting,
I'd have
fun
to go look
movie.
Into that.
It probably is cheesy, but I like cheesy action movies from the 90s and early 2000s.
And all I was saying is that this one has reached mainstream and international appeal at levels that I'm not sure I've seen another
movie. Yeah, it's like knocking out lots of movies for the top.
Last I looked, it was 8th highest grossing movie of all time.
Wow. And the opening weekend numbers on it are pretty great, too.
Yep.
And even the second week, it was doing really well.
And it was holding strong for the first 3 weeks.
Against, like, things like Red Sparrow, too. Like, that movie is an interesting thing to see those two in the same...
Yeah, Red Sparrow did not do so well.
You see that movie where everyone's like, oh, cool, like a Black Widow female-leaded movie that's kind of like Atomic Blonde or those other kinds of action-y female-lead movies.
Yeah, I'm a little sad that one didn't do better, but I don't know if they advertised it very well, so...
Yeah, I don't know either.
Black Panther, though... I am surprised at how well it's doing, but I'm very pleased.
You're surprised? Why?
I was worried it was going to be kind of a dud,
mm-hmm.
just because of what it is, but it seems to be meeting with pretty positive acclaim. I think it's because, to be honest, it's not super preachy. You don't walk out of there feeling guilty about anything.
Which goes into an interesting idea that if a lot of people went in with that context of thinking it was going to be this kind of movie, and then they come out, of course you're going to probably like it more, because you didn't get preached to, but you thought you were going to.
Yeah. So I feel like that might be part of why white people liked it. I can tell you why I
would bet... Here we come. Here's a privilege.
Politically, more left-wing people like it because it's got... people of color in it. It talks about fairness and helping the world and sharing the technology. I bet you conservative people like it because it's a lot of independence-minded people that are self-sufficient, that mm-hmm. have walled themselves off from the world, not out of a general sense of superiority, though that's there, but out of a sort of protecting themselves from everybody.
And then you see that same group then saying, like, oh, because we've been elevated due to that, let's go help other people, as opposed to someone forcing them to do it.
I think the story might actually be universally appreciable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't like it, it might actually be because you were racist. And I'm not saying that, like, but I mean, like, I think the only reason you might greatly dislike this movie is because it's got a lot of black people in it. Like, I'm trying to think of what else would make you dislike it. I guess if you don't like action movies or CG.
If you absolutely can't stand origin stories anymore, I guess maybe you could make an argument for not liking the first half of it. And if that is your jam, then you could get angry. Because technically, it's a start. I mean, the origin was kind of done in Civil War, but this is really his, like, coming into
the first half was sort of his origin story anyway, at least. Yeah. But
I mean, you don't notice that unless someone like me or you're thinking about it, or someone like me points it out.
Well, I'm just trying to think of any reason you might dislike that movie. Like, aside from that, again, that's a subtle one.
I don't know if they did or didn't do this right, but if they had culturally appropriated that African, like, culture well enough.
I understand that they used an incredible amount of, like, resources and styles based off of all the different areas.
Okay.
Like, someone I saw a Tumblr parade of crap that was... one of them was showing, like, the costume that they chose, and, like, this is the Ethiopian this thing. Oh, this is a Kenyan that thing. And,
oh,
like,
cool.
So they did actually pull from all those styles, and that makes sense.
It's good if they didn't do it lazily.
Right. And I think they did it right.
Okay.
What's neat about that is it totally makes sense that they would be influencing all these cultures around them. And, like, I'll take the Kenyan thing, or I like how that looks. Let's just put that back in here.
Any final thoughts, Amy?
Good movie, go see it.
If it's still out, go see it.
Oh, it will
be. If it's not, go buy it.
It's going to be in, like, Elvis for a while, too, so.
Well, you don't know how long it takes me to do the recordings.
6 years.
Just suck out, everybody. Like, comment, and subscribe, and watch a movie.